Okay, we'll be say 10 minutes. We're discussing Russian Hara for Tawelis. Last time we learned Seif Yud Aleph, Chal Dalet, where the Chafetz Chaim develops the idea of Tawelis regarding the shidduch, a business partner, or hiring a new worker. Now we have Seif Yud. We call Seif Yud the Seif of good parenting. Here we go. Imroa Adam, Seif Yud. Imroa Adam biyachad midah maguna. Kon gaivo, kas. Oshar midos rose. Oshu batchon mitora. Nachon lo l'saper devizel livno l'talmidov. Ula hashiram, shalo yischar v'imo. Kidei shalo yumadu mimaisav. You have a Talmud or you have a son, and you see that your Talmud's friends or your son's friends, acquaintances, have bad midos, and you're afraid it's going to affect your kids or your Talmidim. So say to your son, stay away from this guy, and you're out of speak question how about him. Why? Ki ha'ikar ma'ashis hira ha'torah b'lashon hara, afilo emes, the essence of the issue of b'lashon hara is, that's if my intention is to degrade my friend and take simcha out of his degradation. I'm trying to protect you. This is Tawelis. Guys, this is healthy parenting. If you see your kids being influenced, so you ought to tell them. Now, obviously, you have to be careful because there's a yesod in psychology, mind genuvi masukim, that stolen waters taste better. So sometimes if you say to one of your kids, oh, that guy, he's a little wild, he does this, he does that, stay away. It's, oh, if that's someone I want me to stay away from, he must have an exciting life, maybe I should, you know, hang out with them more. So you have to, that depends on how much your kids respect you and how much, what the whole tone in the house is like. But if you have a healthy home where the kids respect their parents and listen to your opinions, so then you should, of course you're allowed to do that. And you tell them, let's say in my neighborhood. So if a kid in my children's chevra starts smoking, it's a very, very bad sign. It means he's, you know, that's like one of the first signs of the rebellion and the this and the that. So if a kid starts smoking, I'm allowed to say to my son, hey, so-and-so, you should stay away from him. He started smoking now. It's not a good person to hang out with. Of course that's mutter. That's good parenting. And my son just should know, you know, to be careful. And this is something that you do as a Rebbe, and as in our yeshiva of all places, if your yeshiva thinks that a person is another, a chaver of yours is a negative influence, he'll tell you to, you know, that's Seif Yud. That's good parenting. That's being a good Rebbe. That's not Russian Hara. That's Tawelis. Your intention is to protect your family and your children. You know, Playmobil. Yeah, Playmobil. So you have Star Wars Playmobil. So this kid knew all about Star Wars, so he was telling all of my kids and everyone what this does and that does. And my kids said, yeah, you know, a lightsaber can do this. I said, no, it can't. So my son said, how do you know, Abba? Whatever. So that led to another whole discussion. That led to another very sharp kid. That led to a whole other discussion. And about, you know, Baruch Hashem, they have a healthier education than I did. But that's an example. Yeah, that's an example. And, of course, that's mutter. Some of you guys in high school, if you think about it, think about this. Some guys in high school may have faced challenges and not done so well. What if the first day you hung out with someone who wasn't healthy for you to hang out with, the first day your Rebbe heard about it and said, hey, you know, stay away from that guy. You're making a mistake. You don't realize what he's involved in. Stay away before you got involved yourself. Could have saved you a lot of heartache. That's exactly Seif Yud. That's Seif Yud. That's not usher. That's good parenting. That's good guidance. That's being a Rebbe. That's being the father. That's Tawelis. And you know, you don't hide behind the laws of, you put on blinders. The laws of Lashon Hara mean I can never say anything negative, and therefore I let my kids get involved. No, that's crazy. See, that's the ifyut. Very, very, and that's mamash lemaisa. Now, the next piece is extraordinarily lemaisa. Well, that's actually two more things. Number one, you have to tell your kids why you're saying it. Look at the Chabad Chaim. Ach ba'ofen zeh, nira de mitzvah le'masapo le'bar ratam lama ha'masapo b'gnus shechaveiro. Kedesh v'yutah shemel hatar yod ha'yosem izeh. You have to tell your kids why you're doing it. Kids smell hypocrisy a mile away. So you tell your kids not to speak Lashon Hara. And now you're speaking Lashon Hara yourself? Ah, but you're speaking Lashon Hara yourself. So you have to explain to your kids why this is mutter. This is for Toelos, and this is why we're allowed to say these things. If not, kids, again, guys, kids, you can't fool them. Kids smell hypocrisy. Once I saw one of my kids was in, I don't know, third grade. He was taking a Coke bottle, the big ones, pardon me, a water bottle, one of these, trying to drink it, and it was spilling everywhere. I said, what are you doing? He said, oh, you drink like that sometimes. That's what he said. So he's right. It's not the most refined way to drink. So since then, I don't drink from a large water bottle, at least when my kids are watching. So that's an example. So you tell your kids why this you can do. You can teach your children the concept of Lashon Hara L'Toelos, and that happens all the time. We'll get to it later. That when kids talk about what goes on in school. You want your kids to tell you what happens in school. And it's not Lashon Hara. It's 99% of the time it's for Toelos. And you want to hear, and we'll discuss exactly what to say. Then one more comment. There's a footnote here. What if you didn't see it yourself? What if you didn't see the thing yourself? You heard about it. So we learned already last time, you have to be precise. So the Chafetz Chaim says in the footnote, footnote Mem Dalet, is very lemaisa. Footnote Mem Gimel. He says, "Im lo ra biatzmo, rak shama me'achirim, yesh lomar b'loshen zeh. Shamati omri malav kach v'kach, al ken yesh modu lachush v'sho mimenu." Tell the truth. I heard such and such about so and so. To say you know it's true, you didn't see it yourself. But to say I heard such and such, you're allowed to say, you're supposed to say, and that's mutter. So that is Se'if Yud. And that's a very remaisa example of Lashon Hara L'Toelos. It comes up in real life. This comes up in real life all the time. You want to catch things early. And if you notice the chavra developing, you want to try to nip it in the bud. Now, the best thing to do, this is already advanced. My wife's very good at this. The best thing to do is you scout out your children's friends and try to notice the ones and hone in on the ones that you think would be a positive influence. And then you work on developing that. You can tell, oh yeah, that girl looks like her and her family is wonderful. So you encourage her to come over on a Shabbos afternoon to play. And you set up play dates with your daughter with that family. If there's a kid in the block who seems to have good midos and, you know, he's solid home and this and that and solid family and he seems like he's doing well. So encourage your son to learn with him extra. Give him, that's what we do, give him cake and soda. Erev Shabbos. Cake and soda, Erev Shabbos. Whole wheat cake, whole wheat Sprite, every week. No. It's a true story. My third son has a chavrusa now. They've been chavrusas so far for Ian Seder for 8 years. That's a long time. And how did it begin? It began to let me go an extra Erev Shabbos. So my son's chavrusa, his family, they're very health conscious. The one time he got soda ever was on the Erev, to learn Erev Shabbos is a big deal. So a little cake, they allowed Sprite, Coke was too much, they allowed Sprite, cake and Sprite, Erev Shabbos, in the shul, learning half an hour. That was the beginning of their chavrusa. And since then, Baruch Hashem, they've stayed connected. So, nothing wrong with a bribe like that. To learn Erev Shabbos is a big deal. So again, this is like being proactive. Before your kids get caught up in the wrong chavra, you can try to encourage the right chavra. And that comes from trying to get a sense of, who in the neighborhood is a better fit. And that's something which good parents try to do. So this is very, very remaisa. Karl Tal, let's see if you're. Rav Shai had a comment.